This is a reading of the document titled The Reminiscences of Mrs. DeLu Rose Harris, Part 1. It is an individual activity and is part of the Voices, Women in the Texas Revolution lesson in the Texas Revolution Unit and was produced by Texas History for Teachers. This activity includes background information, two primary source documents, and analysis questions. There are three total analysis questions for you to complete. Instructions. Read the background information and analyze primary source excerpts by DeLu Rose. Answer the document analysis questions for each section. All text used for document analysis in this worksheet is from The Reminiscences of Mrs. DeLu Harris, The Quarterly of the Texas State Historical Association, Volume 4, July 1900 to April 1901. Background information. Born in 1825 in St. Louis, DeLu moved with her family to Texas in 1833 to the lower Brazos River, the heart of cotton country. She was only 10 years old at the outbreak of the Revolution. DeLu documented the events of the Revolution through journal entries that provide a very unique and valuable perspective of the conditions Texas colonists endured. Her journal entries are now organized into a collection of documents titled The Reminiscences of Mrs. DeLu Harris, and excerpts from this are displayed below. Document A, March 1836, The Fall of the Alamo. Quote, on the 12th of March came the news of the fall of the Alamo. A courier brought a dispatch from General Houston for the people to leave. Colonel Travis and the men under his command had been slaughtered. The Texas Army was retreating, and President Burnett's cabinet had gone to Harrisburg. Then began the horrors of the runaway scrape. We left home at sunset, hauling clothes, bedding, and provisions on the slight with one yoke of oxen. Mother and I were walking, she with an infant in her arms. End quote. Document B, March 1836, Crossing the Trinity River. Quote, our hardships began at the Trinity. The river was rising, and there was a struggle to see who should cross first. Measles, sore eyes, whooping cough, and every other disease that man, woman, or child is heir to broke out among us. The horrors of crossing the Trinity are beyond my power to describe. One of my little sisters was very sick, and the ferryman said that those families that had sick children should cross first. When our party got to the boat, the water broke over the banks above where we were and ran around us. We were several hours surrounded by water. Our family was the last to get to the boat. We left more than 500 people on the west bank. It had been 5 days since we crossed the Trinity, and we had heard no news from the army. My little sister that had been sick died and was buried in the cemetery at Liberty. After resting a few days, our party continued their journey, but we remained in the town. Mother was not able to travel. She had nursed an infant and the sick child until she was compelled to rest. A few days after our friends had gone, a man crossed the Trinity in a skiff, bringing bad news. The Mexican army had crossed the Brazos and was between the Texas Army and Harrisburg. Fannin and his men were massacred. End quote. Analysis questions. Here are the questions for this activity. If you are providing written answers to them, remember to provide your teacher with your name, class or period, and the date. I will read each question two times. Question 1. DeLu Rose began her account of the runaway scrape by remembering the moment that they learned of the fall of the Alamo. What was their reaction to the news? Use text evidence to support your answer. Repeating question 1. DeLu Rose began her account of the runaway scrape by remembering the moment that they learned of the fall of the Alamo. What was their reaction to the news? Use text evidence to support your answer. Question 2. In the second section of Document A, DeLu states, quote, "Then began the horrors of the runaway scrape," end quote. What is your initial reaction to the runaway scrape based on that statement? Repeating question 2. In the second section of Document A, DeLu states, quote, "Then began the horrors of the runaway scrape," end quote. What is your initial reaction to the runaway scrape based on that statement? Question 3. DeLu outlines the conditions she and her family endured at the Trinity River in Document B. In your opinion, out of all the hardships she described, which one is the most horrific? Explain your reasoning. Repeating question 3. DeLu outlines the conditions she and her family endured at the Trinity River in Document B. In your opinion, out of all of the hardships she described, which one is the most horrific? Explain your reasoning. This concludes the activity, The Reminiscences of Mrs. DeLu Rose Harris, Part 1.